KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. The sports report is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. In sports, A.J. Green scored 26 points, including Northern Iowa's last 10 points, leading the Panthers to a 78-72 win over South Carolina in the third-place game of the Cancun Challenge last night. Trey Burhau had 5 3-pointers and 15 points for the Panthers, who bounced back after a heartbreaking 5-point loss to West Virginia a night earlier. A.J. Lawson had 20 points to lead the Gamecocks. The Panthers lost to West Virginia in their opener 60-55, squandering a 15-point lead in the last 10 minutes of the game. They made just 3 of 20 3-pointers in the loss, but bounced back to make 8 of 20 against the Gamecocks. Green was 10 of 10 from the foul line. Up next, Northern Iowa heads to have a home game with Luther on Monday. D.J. Wilkins had 18 points, and Drake topped Missouri State 63-53 in the Gulf Coast Showcase Wednesday. Anthony Murray had 13 points for Drake. Tramell Murphy had 11 points. Roman Penn had 6 rebounds and 6 assists. Leon Robbins, who was 11 points per game coming into the contest, was second on the Bulldogs, shot only 20% of the game. Tevin Brown had 15 points and 6 rebounds for the Racers. Anthony Smith added 9 rebounds, and K.J. Williams had 8. Drake matches up against Milwaukee at home next Tuesday. Murray State takes on Missouri State on Tuesday as well. Iowa State cut a 13-point Michigan lead to 6, but that was as close as the Cyclones would get in an 83-76 win in the opening round of the Battle for Atlantis in the Bahamas.
We put ourselves in a position to have a chance down the stretch, but, you know, the beginning of the second half, you know, we come out, we miss a layup to start the half, we have a layup, and now the first 4 minutes was the difference in the game.
That's ISU coach Steve Prohm. Tyrese Halliburton had a career-high 25 points as the Cyclones dropped to 3-2.
If we put ourselves in a position to get around 80, we need to win the game because we're good enough defensively. And, you know, letting them shoot 10 for 20 from three, that's not good enough. Everything, you know, the game plan is to run them off the line, make them bounce it, no threes. But early, they didn't score in the half court off action getting threes. They scored off our turnovers, our overpass, and our shot selection. Now they're getting transition threes.
Well, the Iowa women topped Cincinnati at the Puerto Rico Challenge. Final score, Iowa 69, Cincinnati 61. Sophomore Monica Cisano scored a career-high 16 points. Olinger led the Hawkeyes with 13 rebounds, a career record high. Three Hawkeyes scored in double figures. Freshman Gabby Marshall made 3 3-pointers in the second half, tying her season best. And up next, Iowa continues to play at the Puerto Rico Classic. The Hawkeyes will take on Townsend today and Washington on November 30th. In top 25 men's college basketball action, fourth-ranked Kansas won the Maui Invitational. The Jayhawks erased an 8-point deficit late into the regulation before outlasting Dayton 90-84 in overtime. Third-ranked Michigan State was able to win its last two games at the Maui Invitational after dropping its opener against Virginia Tech. Cassius Winston scored 20 points and Xavier Tillman had 14 with 7 rebounds as the Spartans knocked off UCLA 75-62 in the fifth-place game at Lahaina. Garrison Brooks scored 16 of his 20 points of the sixth-ranked North Carolina's 76-67 win against Alabama in the first round of the Battle for Atlantis. Corey Kispert nailed seven three-pointers while matching his career high with 28 points and leading eighth-ranked Gonzaga to a 94-69 win over Southern Miss in the first round of the Battle for Atlantis. And Shakur Jostin scored a putback, with 4.4 seconds left to cap on Oregon's rally from a 19-point second-half deficit in a 71-69 win over Seton Hall in the opening round of the Battle for Atlantis. I'll have a look at coming up NBA news or more sports news in just a moment. In top 25 basketball news, Memphis center James Wiseman won't get any reduction in his 12-game suspension. The NCAA has denied Memphis's appeal of the penalty Wiseman received last week. The heralded freshman won't be able to play again for the 16th-ranked Tigers until January 12th at South Florida. The penalty surrounds the $11,500 that Memphis coach Penny Hardaway gave Wiseman's family or moving expenses from Nashville to Memphis in the summer of 2017. Kentucky says that forward Nate Sestina will miss about 4 weeks after breaking his left wrist in practice. Coach John Calipari said the 6'9", 234-pound graduate transfer was injured Tuesday when he tried to brace himself after falling backward from a blocked layup attempt. The biggest winner in the aftermath of the Stephen F. Austin shocking upset of number one Duke may be the fundraising website for the family of the player who hit the winning game-winning layup. After the win, a two-month-old GoFundMe page to help set up to help guard Nathan Bain's family rebuild from Hurricane Dorian. Damage raised nearly $35,000 in less than 12 hours, and that's a massive spike from the roughly $2,000 it had raised before Tuesday night's game. In the NBA, Joel Embiid was back in top form after failing to score a point on Monday for his first time in the NBA career. The 76ers center had team highs of 33 points and 16 rebounds in the 97-91 victory over the Sacramento Kings. Anthony Davis had a great return to New Orleans, and LeBron James scored 15 of his 29 points in the fourth quarter of the Lakers' 114-110 win over the Pelicans. Giannis Antetokounmpo followed his season-high 50-point eruption on Monday by finishing 30 points and 10 rebounds in the Bucks' ninth straight win, and that was 111-102 over the Hawks. The Raptors are 8-0 at home for the first time in team history after Pascal Siakam scored 31 points, and OG Anunoby added 13 with a career-high 12 rebounds and a 26-98 dismantling of the Knicks. Montreal Harrell tipped Lou Williams' miss with 2.3 seconds left to give the Clippers their seventh straight victory, 121-119, over the Grizzlies. Also in the NBA, James Harden scored 35 points, and the Rockets stopped a three-game losing streak by topping the Heat 117-108. Kemba Walker returned from a neck injury to score a season-high 39 points, and the Celtics 121-110 downing of the Nets. Damian Lillard had 27 points, and Carmelo Anthony added 19 in his home debut to lead the Trailblazers past the Thunder 136-19. Also, the Pacers won their fourth in a row as Domantas Sabonis had 23 points and 12 rebounds in a 121-102 win against the Jazz. Also, Bradley Beal scored 35 points, and the Wizards shot 57 from the field in a 140-32 shootout win at Phoenix. Karl Anthony Towns had 23 points and 14 rebounds as Minnesota beat the Spurs 113-101. Devontae Graham had 16 points and a career-high 15 assists in the Hornets' eighth straight win over the Pistons 102-101. Evan Fournier dropped in a season-high 30 points, and the Magic won for the first time in eight road games this season by topping the Cavaliers 116-104. And finally, the Warriors were 104-90 winners against the Bulls, behind Alec Burks, 23 points, 10 boards, and 7 assists. That is a check of sports this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.